once again, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. Hope you are enjoying my presentations. We go into the chapter 4 now. We are talking about managing customer satisfaction through Collegy. Let's see what we have to learn in this. Quality in manufacturing, a measure of excellence or a state of being free from defects. That is quality. Quality control is a process through which a business seeks to ensure that product quality is maintained or improved and manufacturing errors are either reduced or eliminated. That's the quality control. So we are going to talk about more onto this now. What is the quality assurance now? The maintenance of a desired level of quality in a service or a product, especially by means of attention to every stage of the delivery process. That is a quality assurance. That is a commitment of a company. That's a commitment towards the customer. We guarantee you the quality assurance is given in the delivery process. And then it's a management in itself. You have got quality control management. And the management is the activity. This is the whole system that work in managing the activities that involve determination of quality policy. And it is implemented through means such as quality planning and quality assurance. Please remember, quality control has a great investment in most production units. They have a team who are quality controlling their product because that is the value created for that product. Unless the quality is delivered, the management of that company is not happy. It is not that you have gained a market, let the product go, let people buy, but no assurance to them. It is a commitment to the client that we guarantee you on the quality and the price. Some come up with a gimmick in this and say we give you money back if you get cheaper than this price at any others. So all that are the elements of quality control. A quality function deployment, QFD, listening to the voice of the market. What is listening to the market? Understanding, feeling the pulse of the market, what the market needs, how the market is going, what's the trend, what's the flow, how the wind of the market is blowing. It is also a structured product development process which translates what the market requires into a program to create, manufacture and deliver it. So it's a science in itself of the quality control and quality functional development. It is how much you understand the market. Anybody can enter the market, but to remain in the market, to understand the market, to move with the market, to give to the market what they want, to supply to the market and to maintain that is quality management. Quality audit, periodic on-site, verification by a certifying authority. This is a science in itself. There are people who come up with a quality control certification. They are graduate into quality control with response to every field, whether it's a quality control in manufacturing of a product or raising a structure, all quality audit happens. To ascertain whether or not documented quality system is being effectively implemented, yes, there is an effective system where documentation also happens. It is not just by lifting a product and saying about the quality. It is documented, people are made responsible, who has done the quality check, he or she has to put up in writing on the product itself. So when there is a complaint with a quality check mark on it, the person who quality checked it would be responsible for that. So that is a great science that has been implemented. So what is the business quality standard? We have got few bodies, ISO, 9000 series of document was created by international organization for standardization to set international requirement for quality management system. So anybody meeting with quality standard as per ISO, and India it is ISI, that get documented. There are some requirement, there are auditors who would visit. Now in ISI standard, we have now got some police station who have reached the standard of quality. This system is now adopted over 80 countries in use. Of the series standard have become a common activity in quality circle. So if you have got this ISO standard certificate, you can be sure the product that you are buying is quality product. Likewise, ISI mark appearing on any of the Indian product, it's a quality assured, guaranteed, audited by specific related government or semi-government authorities. ISO 9000 and ISO 14000 are standard and guideline relating to management system and the related supporting standard on terminology and specific tool such as auditing, the process of checking that the management system conforms to the standard. Basically, it's an audit you have to meet. There is an inspection where all the high standard of quality is maintained. ISO 9000, ISO is primarily concerned with the quality management. It is a standardized definition of quality. It refers to all the quality features desired in the product, which a customer would look into. What an international governing umbrella index body want to be offered to the customers worldwide are implemented. And then it is the product and offers the guideline to achieve. Quality management refer to what organization need to implement to ensure products conform the predefined customer requirement. So the quality standard tells exactly what is the defined customer need, what is required as product conforming, and what is required as an organization to implement in the interest of consumer, the end user. ISO 14000 is primarily concerned with the environmental management. As many of you would be knowing, the world is getting more environmentally concerned. There is ecological and environmental impact on the universe altogether and the scenario we live in. So this environmental management is very much into practice, and more people worldwide are getting into understanding what are environmental management need. That refers to saving this earth. This refers to ecologically putting and implementing something, putting less and less carbon impact on this earth, so that there is more for new generations to live happily here. There is more for new generation to benefit out of this world and out of this earth. So that is very recent, or rather quite new, of ISO 14000, meaning what the organizers need to minimize harmful effect on the environment caused by its activities. Both ISO 9000 and 14000 are both concerned quality implementation process and does not result into any product or service directly. They are standards which have been adopted internationally and being implemented in whichever country, and if meets that, they get those type of certificate. What does it benefit to a customer? Well, this certificate holding product does give a message to the customer that yes, they meet international quality standard. So this is something great to happen, especially the environmental management. Because over the last so many years, India has not been really taking care of environmental in the bigger scenario, on a very big canvas. We do keep talking, few people know, not many people still are aware of what is the carbon impact, how we, the current generation, is damaging ecology and the environment of our country. So these are very much important. All of us, as a respectful citizen, responsible citizen, have to put lot of implementation of environment preservation. Myself personally is champion for ecological, environmental, sustainable and responsible tourism. So I would always, that is my topic, where when I talk about ecology, environment or negative impact, I would always talk a little more, so that it goes to you, the student, as a responsibility on your shoulder to understand environment and the ecology of this earth. Live for the new generation to get the benefit of it. I hope my message goes to your ears. Thank you. We move further. External quality management orientation. Do the right thing. What are the quality management thing? You see, when you do the right things, things would happen right. As they always say, there is no shortcut to anything. So there is no, if you do wrong, you get wrong thing done. If you cut corners in your quality control, your product which comes out finally into the market will not be of the international standard, or not even of any standard. So cutting corners, meaning cutting costs, just for the sake of cutting costs, will not bring, you are not doing a right thing. So do the right thing. Marketing knowledge, you must be aware of the marketing knowledge. As we read about that, you must know what the market needs, what is the trend, what are requirements of the market, how the market is taking this product. This is my marketing knowledge. Fitness for use, whether your product is good to be used. For example, a very heavy wool in your clothing is not required in western part of India. Maybe north, yes. Maybe Kashmir, yes. But trousers which we men wear don't need to be very heavy woolen to be used in western, southern, or for that matter, eastern India. It is only the northern India that needs heavy wools. So that is the fitness for use. Need for wants. What does are the wants? What are the needs? Again, customer satisfaction, a prime thing. A customer is, old saying goes, customer is always right. Likewise, when customer, how the customer can be right always, not that way, but yes, if the customer is satisfied, then a customer satisfaction helps you in your quality management. If you have managed your quality properly, you have customer satisfaction. And then realizing the importance of customer, the value for customer, and what is the customer's perceived quality. Will the customer expected this product as a final product in her hand or his hand? Was this the perceived product of the material or the product or the service that you delivered? Is what it was not the perceivedness of the customer of the quality. So that is also important in management of the quality. We are learning an orientation of various quality things. We move further. What is internal quality management in that case? Again, the things, do things right. There is nothing called shortcuts. Repeatedly, I repeat this all the time. Right thing. There is only one way of doing anything, and that's the right way of doing. So do right things even for internal quality management. So technical and system management. You should have proper machinery. You cannot have in internal quality management a plug-in by live wire fixed into all the electronic gadgets which your company is doing. Suddenly the voltage, if the you are into an area where there is a voltage fluctuation, definitely proper voltage control system should be in place. So that is again a technical system management. Conformance or to requirement, what is a must? You must adhere to those requirements. Again, there is nothing, you just don't do that and don't conform with the requirement, then you are not having an internal quality. Specification and drawings. If you are doing a product in the market, do as per the specification, as per the need, as per the requirement. If you are writing that you are giving a shirt of 34 inches, it should be 34 inch. You should not make it a 32 and then start selling. So that is another internal quality, an example of. And then prototype of things and regular tests from time to time. What is a quality system then? A quality system are the means by which an organization manages its quality aspects in a systematic and organized manner. So that's a quality system. The means by which an organization manages its quality aspect in a systematic and organized manner. It provides a framework for planning, implementing and assessing work performed by an organization and for carrying out required quality assured and quality control activities. A seller, a vendor, an entity who is providing service, selling a product, has a commitment, quality assurance and quality control that has been assured to the customer. Customers are always happy to buy a particular brand because that they know it goes through a heavy quality control and quality assurance check. So this is what is a quality system in place. Quality system encompasses a variety of technical and administrative elements that including policies and objectives, organizational authority, responsibilities, accountabilities, and procedures and practices. So these are the quality system. They go and encompass around variety of technical. So some could be technical, like policies and objective is an administrative thing. The management has to implement a policy and objective to assure a quality system. Then somebody who holds an organizational authority, like we were talking of just now, ISO or ISI in India, they are organizational authority. Police checks many a time as an organizational authority. Then the tourism boards issues some of the hotel licensing. They are organizational authority for restaurant. For example, you have a 5-star hotel, the standard of 5 stars are met or not. Those type of organizational authority are again is an administrative. And then responsibility, who holds the responsibility of what, accountability and procedures and practices. So dimensions of quality, it's a very wide dimension. Strategies for marketing lay down the complete procedure to ensure the highest standard of quality, meeting the business goal. Any product which has got no quality control cannot survive or cannot claim to be a value client. No, they will always have similar type of a client who compromise on quality. There is always a statement, do not compromise on quality. There is an old saying goes, you sell some product, ask for some more money, but assure the quality. There are customers ready to give you who wants quality. And then coming back again onto from customer's viewpoint, what is the quality there? Products compete on the 8 most important dimensions of quality. This is from the customer's viewpoint. Let us see what are they. that is performance product features are judged against the predefined standards of product. So customer would expect something to work for 6 months as a guarantee. That's the quality assurance given. If that is not working, it has not met the quality standard, and it would be judged, no, that was a wrong claim, that the standard and 6 months guarantee did not work. So that's on the performance. Again, the features, if the product features of various benefits, that is called also the features, and if the features are not met, it has not met the quality. For example, if you have made some product, it has two wings that comes out as a feature, and on functioning, those two features don't function, that is not what is being assured as a quality. Reliability, this dimension reflects the probability of a product malfunctioning or failing without a specified period. I just mentioned. So some product which is falling and not going as per the specified product, then it will be something which has not met the quality standard. And what are the measures to be taken? Meantime, the first failure, you must see, when did the first failure happen? Meantime between the failures, what is the meantime between them? And failure rate, how often this happens? You must be hearing in Western world, lot of products are withdrawn from the market simply because they failed and what was not required. Many cars, example, Japan's called back from the market because some function was not as per the quality. So that's a quality commitment. It's not, don't wait for customers to see. International brands, international companies come up and announce loud and clear in the market that our product is called back for a further checkup. Many a times we had in a scenario, a particular type of aircraft was grounded. All that series of that type of aircraft. Why? Because it has some fault. The airline company wanted to sort those out before they allow more aircraft of the same type flying. So that is a quality control. We go to the further one. Dimension of quality. Conformance. Degree to which a product design and operating characteristic meet the established standard. For example, if you say this works in any hot weather as well, and suddenly the temperature starts soaring up like motor vehicle engines, and if it doesn't work, if the air conditioning is switched on, the engine start warming up and suddenly it conks off, then it is not conformance to the degree for which the product design was made. Durability again come as a standard and a dimension of a quality. Amount of use on one gets from the product before it deteriorates and becomes unfit for further use. You cannot take, no product is always ready to work any time of the day. All products have an expiry date where they stop, the guarantee end, but then that durability should be time bound. It should not be happening instantly and immediately. Serviceability in case of support services, it is the most important factor as it indicates the speed, the competency and the courtesy and ease of repair in case of any breakdown or a fault. So serviceability also is a dimension of quality. Suppose if there is a breakdown, the speed is not in time factor, and then there is a competency and courtesy to ease of repair. So then aesthetic, another dimension of quality, is the factor leading to product aesthetics are the looks. For example, you were buying some product because it looks shining in a picture. You bought that, but when you got that, it was a glossy picture. That's why it has that wonderful effect. wonderful view. But when you finally bought it, that aesthetic quality was not maintained. Just it appeared in the picture, not in the actual sense. That is not meeting to the quality. Always sell your product with the best aesthetic sense that deliver in the same quality. And then the perceived quality, that what happens in images, everybody can be shown getting finer skin, women getting long hair. That is an image and advertising. That's a perceived quality. Nobody knows the same would happen if you buy, whether you would be able to grow. So that dimension of quality is also committed and committal. So that quality of product should be there. Images, advertising and brand name lead to perceived quality of the product. What the customer think in his or her mind. That's the perceived quality.